while. Been a few weeks. Been a few weeks. Rested up, ready to go. Yeah, first of all, I just want to just say that I appreciate everything Greg did, you know, for me and the organization last year, and I'm looking forward to working with Mike. Brings a lot of experience, and looking forward to working with him and our young players, and we're just helping to get ourselves better. You know, the biggest thing for me was I took a lesson from a coach many years ago. It's hard to let good coaches go. DeFilippo has a great relationship with Carson, myself. He is a great coach in the National Football League, and I felt strongly about keeping him, especially in Carson's second year, the development, the growth process, and keeping him intact. So that was the decision behind that. John? Not at all. He loves Philadelphia. He loves working for the organization, for us, with Carson, and he's excited to get going this spring. Well, you know, one thing that Carson's been doing is he's been working this offseason, as you know, and that's the one thing that I can say with any player, with all our players. You want them to develop their craft, and it's unfortunate that we can't put our hands on him, you know, at this time, and where we got quarterbacks actually in the building that played the position. So the fact that he's working and getting better, we'll see April 17th when we get him, you know, get him in the building and see. But, you know, specifically, you know, just making sure that he's on track with the development that we ask him to do. Yeah, again, it's, you know, for him to go and develop his craft and to get better and to get some, you know, seek some training outside of our building. It just helps him get better, and I'm all for guys, you know, again, getting better and making themselves helping the football team win games in the fall. Well, the biggest thing is one, you know, your staff is intact. You know, last year at this time, we had basically just wrapped up our own player evaluation from the season before and just wrapped up free agent evaluation. So we were a little bit behind the eight ball, you know, coming into the combine. So now we're way ahead. So, you know, now it's all about getting here, studying, starting our process now, studying these players and building for the draft. But we're definitely way ahead. No, you know, the fact that a lot of times you make tough decisions with players, you make tough decisions with staff, and you know, for me it was a tough one to make, but at the same time I want to do everything that's right for the organization, and I'm looking forward to working with Mike this spring. You know, I sat down and had a great conversation with him, and we you know, really hit it off, and some of his expertise, some of the players he's coached, past experiences. You know, and a lot of recommendations too from around the league that made him a great candidate for us. Well, we're looking at every position, as you know. Howie just mentioned, we're evaluating all positions. You know, we need better production, obviously, out of that spot, and we're going to look, and you know, free agency starts in a week, and then you got the draft coming up, and you know, I'm a big believer that you build around our young quarterback now, and you know, we have to get better at all positions, and we'll continue to evaluate and get better production from all our spots. Who is it? Yeah, Isaac. Yeah. We'd be fine. You know, I mean, he's a very versatile offensive lineman, as you know. You saw that last year, you know, playing guard, playing tackle, playing both guard spots. Got some center reps during OTAs, a little bit in training camp. You know, it is a big step. It is a big step just to come in and play center. We have a tremendous center right now, Jason Kelsey, a Pro Bowl center. So got a lot of confidence in Isaac and look forward again to this season with him and his growth. Yeah, Wendell's another young talented guy that we were fortunate to pick up in last year's draft. And in fact, we had several young players, you know, including Carson, obviously five guys that played, rookie players that played. And, you know, he's part of the running back mix. This will be a big offseason for him, as you know, coming off the injury at the end of the year. And it was unfortunate that he finished the season. But, you know, look forward to this April, getting him back in the building and seeing where he's at mentally and physically and going forward from there. As far as, you know, when he left the building at the end of the season, he was right on track, you know, with the health issue. And so we're looking forward to getting him back in here and getting going in April. Darren will be back, yes. You know, this league is it's all about players. I learned this a long time ago that players win championships, and you know, we pick the best available and we get the best available, and we try to upgrade our roster that way. When it comes to the receiver position, you know, this is a pass league, and you need guys that can get open. You know, whether that's a 6'3" guy or a, you know, a 5'10" guy, they all come in different shapes and sizes, and how well they fit into your scheme offensively. So I don't necessarily look at size as much as I do how do they fit into our scheme. Are they playmakers, and are they the best ones that help us win games? Well, obviously disappointed, you know, with the 7-9. But the biggest thing that I take away, and we're kind of as a staff now offensively and defensively, we're still kind of going through our season and kind of putting the final touches on our season. And, you know, the fact that our players played extremely hard throughout the entire year, even though we took our lumps in the middle of the season, we finished on a high note, you know, beating the Giants, beat the Cowboys at the end. You're going into the off season now. I think it's a learning curve. It's a process. We learn from our experiences, our past experiences. Makes us better as coaches, makes us better as players, and that's what we take forward now into this season. And the other thing is, players, when they come back to us in April, you know, we're looking at our offense, we're looking at our defense and special teams, so we really get to evaluate where we are as a team and where we are as coaches. It's still a collaborative effort, you know, with Joe Douglas and Howie and the personnel staff and the scouts and you know, with Mr. Lurie, it's still that collaborative effort you know, so nothing has changed there. Yeah, again, you know, it's a situation too where, again, you look at all the positions. It's hard to predict who's going to be here, who's not, injury or not. Comfortable with the guys we have, yeah, but you still would like to add some depth and have some competition at that position and you know, as we do all positions. Yeah, you know, I've got history with him in Kansas City for 3 years. I think he's a tremendous running back, and you know, it's something that we'll evaluate now. You know, we'll grade him just like we do every free agent and every person that's released, and you know, see where he could fit into our offense. Yeah, some of it's natural, you know, just his ability now to see the field, feel the rush, understand the protection a little bit better. And it's just his natural athleticism to escape the pocket. And it was very helpful for us down the stretch, even in the Baltimore game where he scrambled for the touchdown at the end of the game. And, you know, he made some big plays for us using his legs. And those are things that as he learns to scramble, as we know, protect himself. Get down, get out of bounds, whatever he's got to do. It just puts so much more pressure on defenses that it's another weapon for us as an offense. You know, it's a big part of it. Having played the position and you know, you scramble and you want guys that can get open and you know, separate. And those are things we continue to work on during the spring and obviously in the summer camp and training camp. And, you know, it's also understanding that when you have a mobile quarterback like we do, that that's going to happen. And, you know, we just got to make sure our players are prepared and ready to go. I can't remember what I said last year at the combine. I think you got to evaluate every position. You know, this league changes all the time, and you're constantly evaluating. And so we'll do the same thing at the quarterback position. And as you know, we may not be there, you know, but at the same time, you never know when one of these players is going to come available, you know, in a year or two or three or four. And so we're going to do our due diligence even at that position. I think it's hard for any rookie to contribute, number one. You know, they're learning a new offense. They're learning a new defense, possibly a new position, new techniques, a new coach. You know, it's hard. It's hard for young players to come in and right away and play. It just takes time. You know, the good ones that can start early are the ones that come in and study and prepare and put themselves, obviously, in position. It's more of a mental game than it is a physical game with a rookie. Well, and again, you know, and Howie alluded to it a little bit earlier, as far as, you know, it's player by player, it's case by case. Character is a big issue these days, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in. You know, again, we do our due diligence. Our department, scouting department, they do a great job. They're on the road. They're with these players. We just gather a lot of information, and we want to know as much as we can about every player. And then just know that it's player by player, case by case, and we handle it that way.
So how different is it for you as a coach, your off season, when you know you have your long term quarterback, as opposed to a year ago when you were out maybe looking for that quarterback? How different is it? Like,
well, you know, it's still the same. It's still the same because you know, as a head football coach, you're worried about all the positions. And again, you're wanting to add talent at every position, and that's the process that we're in right now. You know, free agency starts here in about a week, and then we're building to the draft, and we continue to add that depth and add that talent at every spot. But it's a constant process. I am. Yeah. Frank and I have had those conversations, even all the way back to last training camp. You know, about that, No, I'm fully confident in doing it again. I felt good doing it this year and continue to do that.
One more question for you, taking a step up as a first year head coach that you weren't anticipating with your role expanding and just overall?
Well, I think just managing time. You know, the biggest thing, stepping into this role and you know, you're getting pulled in a lot of different directions and just being able to manage that. But, you know, the biggest thing is keeping the main thing. And we're hired as football coaches first and to be football coaches and to help our team win games. And the faster I got to that point, the better I became as a coach. The message to Carson, take time off. Take time off, get away, get healthy, get fresh, get rejuvenated. And that's what he's done. Last one. Start again. If. Okay. You know what? I can't talk to Carson. I mean, based on league rules. No, I can't talk to him. I can't talk to him until April 17th, you know, which is before the draft. But, you know, other than that, no. You know, I mean, I listen to my team. I listen to my players. I take what they have to say. I listen to what they have to say, but I also have to be a filter for the information. You know, and I trust our scouting department and Howie and his team and Joe Douglas and those guys that will make the best decisions possible, you know, when draft time comes.